So I guess we're holding here in the Mishnah Hay of Asar Nisim.
Yeah.
Asar Vaseinu. So once I guess we're once we're holding a Purim, the kind of so a little bit on a similar Indian. You have so we're middle with the thick of all the Mishnayos of Asar Asar Nisyanis, Asar Mamaras, Asar Nisyanis. We have Asar Makis. That's one. We also have the Asar Nisim Nasar Sembi, basically that's what we're holding here. And the Maral explains a Muslim treatise that anything that has Kiddush in it needs to have Asar Nisim, needs to have Asar. Gemara Megillah, it's very interesting. The Gemara says, Asar is Behoman, it's the sign on the base. Omer of Adad the Minyafu, Asar is Behoman, the Aseres. The names of the Aseres B'nei Haman and the word the Aseres needs to be said B'nei Shimachas. Why? My timer? Cool about the Adonai Nachmanish Messiah. Because they all died at the same time. So, first of all, you know, as I say, glikot megitov. In other words, what's the point over here of them all dying in one shot? It's ke'ilu, and we say it, we read it b'nishim achas. It's a very, very strange. First of all, it's a nace. It's a nace similar to, like the Ne'er Maravi, that mimeno yamaschon u'menei nigmar, l'chura, They all are. If you hang each one separately, each one should have died at a separate time. I mean, there's no reason in the world why they should all be in the same time zone. So it's some sort of nest. What's the point of the nest? That's one problem. Then it says, and we make a zecher for it. So it was a nest. We need to remember that nest. Amar Rabbi Yechna. You need to write out the Vav of Aizasa real tall. My time kula bechad skifa is dakifu. They all were hung in one straight line. Okay. Also, as a point to it, anyways. I mean, I guess it looks more neat to have all that said hung in one straight line. All songs, all shiras and tera are written Ariach Hagav Lebeina, which means halves and a straight and a big line, two words and a middle, you know, like we have. They have, if you build like that, it looks kind of it stands. In other words, when you have bricks laid like that, it stands. Very good. So he says, Chutz Mishir Erzu or Malki Knan. So except for this Shira and the Shira of Malki Knan, which is a Riyach, very God, my timer, Shaloi Te Kumala Mapalasan. They should never be able to get up again. Not clear about Parah Mitzrayim, was that Shira is written like that? So I'm not sure why that's not. We don't want Paro to get up again either. I'm not sure why this is miyuchad. But I'll come upon him. So you have here a whole to do about Aseres Bnei Haman and the tli of the Aseres Bnei Haman and the fact the way it's written in the shira. So the Shimachas, the vav the vaisasa. And the Ariach Gav Ariach Levena Gav Levena, it's very very strange what the point of it is. I mean, it's very clear it's in the Kud over here. So as far as all say that the the Aseres Bnei Haman are connected the Asura spheres of Tuma of the Xerm of Seavusa, the Xerm of Tuma. Fine. So what's the point again? So I want to use the Maral says he speaks in Netzach Yisrael. Actually, he speaks of the Barichus. He says that there is the only Uma that is called Rachis, like Klal Yisrael, is Amalek. Klal Yisrael is called Rachis. Rachis Bar Lekim, Yisrael Yisrael Shnika Rachis. And the only other Uma that's called Rachis is Amalek. Rachis Bar Amalek. Bachrisa de Oivet. So you have two parallel Nekudas. You have Yisrael Yisrael Shnika Rachis and Rachis of Goyim Amalek. And one of them is a reason to create the world, the Shulsos decorations, and one of them is a reason to be Mach of the world. So I'll paraphrase what the Maral says. He doesn't say it quite like I'm saying it, but more or less he does say it. And we'll understand a little bit. The Shurish of the Bria is Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Bria. The Bria is the entirety of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bria has no tekuma. It cannot have any type of metzias if it is not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if it's not shown to be Hemsh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bria has many halakim din, Morabu Maser Hashem, Kum Chach Masisa. The Bria is a hamoy, the hamoy nevroyim, miracious. So it's Klal Yisrael who, because they are the Nekuda that's Mechaber, they're called Rachis, means that the entire Bria comes out to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is Mechaber Takash Baruch Hu. And that's Bishvil Yisrael that is Nika Rachis. In other words, let's flesh it out. Imagine a person sees me doing many, many mice. I do this, I do this, I do this, I do that. And so I have many desires. I want covets, I do the X. I want money, I do Y. I want to be safe, I do Z. But there's nothing that it adds up to. If I find the Sheirish that's Mechaba all of it, then all of it becomes one. So if all of it is for covet, so this is a attempt to get this, this is a attempt to get this, and so on. But the word is, I need to have a shirish that's going to be megala, that what everything is for. So let's understand something. The Bria has as a shirish Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Yisrael. Bishvil Yisrael Shekereshis. So b'meila, the entire Bria is a manifestation of Ratzon Hashem, because it's all coming from Yisrael. Yisrael has the ability to be shaylet on the entire Bria and to make good out of everything. And everything becomes nischaba to its church. That is the Maila of Klal Yisrael, and that's what Klal Yisrael is. So Klal Yisrael is Ke'ilu Asherish the Bria, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attachment to the Bria. The Maila of the entire Bria becomes bottled to the Achdus of Hashem. The Klal Yisrael imposes Achdus and the Bria, and that becomes what Tachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Goyim, so as long as a Goy has a Chiba to Klal Yisrael, and that is the Matara, Umas Oilam, find a Tikkun like that. So everybody's in this Chuba to the same Shirish. Everybody's one inside of Stira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all possible because the goyim are not toifis themselves as rishon, as rishis. So let's give an example. Imagine somebody's in the army or in a corporation or any place like that. If the person understands that his job and his tchum is only a chelek, it's an anaf of the business, he's always looking to take orders from somebody, and he'll take orders from somebody, and b'meila, he's part of the business. So I'm the security guard, so I will ask the office, who should I let in, who should I not let in? And I do the advertising. I'll always check back and find out if they want this advertised in a way like this or not. That's the mahalach of having something that attaches itself to a sherish, to rachis. Let's say I don't have let's say I don't have the rachis. Oh, please put it down. Sorry. Yes, put it down. Okay, Shkoyach. Thank you very, very much. What? Okay, it's okay. I'll manage. Don't worry. Thank you very, very much. Somebody puts this far in minutes. So let's say somebody is. So that's a chibur rachis. Rachis. So all goyim, they had themselves as umas ha'olam. They're shy of the world that's there because he saw the rachis and they shtaltsu. And the male that creates, that's part of the of everything becoming echad. Rishis goyim amolik means amolik that hears itself as its own rishis. So let's say there's somebody walking around the factory that a haltzachab all of us. He feels he owns the factory. So it's either or. Either he wins or I win. Two people can't own the factory. I have somebody walking around the army that believes he runs the army. So Eishnei Melachim Shavu Kesecha, either or, either he's the Melech, I'm the Melech, and it's not Shaykh, either or. So because Amalek is racious of Goyim, so he has no kiyum, it's Achris Adoivim, it's Bechreach like that. Amalek has no kiyum, except he has to be Nichla. There is a knage, parenthetic, not so much what I want to speak about, but there is a knage that in the fact that he has no kiyum is a gilui that the real sheirish is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's onlyness in the Bria is that everything that's mechuba l'kodesh flourishes and everything that is menutik min hasheirish doesn't. In other words, If I want to prove that orange juice is good for your health, the only way I can prove it is two ways. First of all, that everybody drinks orange juice is very healthy and robust. So that is a one side of matbeah, but it doesn't really prove it yet. When everybody doesn't drink orange juice, it becomes sick, then it's a raya that it's a hechreach. So the Hashem's achdus is really proven by the fact that any rachis other than rachis that's mushish in HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no kiyum. Because Amalek is a rachis, the Mela, he has the ability to have his own anafim. There's a havamina that he's also a malchus and a zelumaseh. And if the malchus, if the rachis of Klal Yisrael, if the rachis of the world spawns 10 mamarim, if it 10 asaras dibros, all the tens that we have over here, if they come from that sharish of one, then Amalek is also going to have that. And that is the asaras b'nei Haman. So the asaras b'nei Haman is something which is a direct zelum aser. It's not just sort of a mikra, he happened to have raised one of the Ginyanov, and the Mela, he happened to have 10 children. The 10 children that he had are direct hemshich to the Havamina. This is a racious. A malchus lamashal. If somebody competes by Adonijahu, he had a whole group of people with him. If one guy is walking around saying he's the Melech, he's a Meshugana, and he's hospitalized. But if a person has a coterie of people with him, if he has a whole trapping, in England they have what they call the shadow cabinet. They have like the cabinet, and the opposition has its own shadow cabinet. So he has a shadow malchus, and that has to include Asar. Now, so stay humming on that. Just like in the echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so everything, the anafim are seen as directly kosher to that chiyus. It's not the pshat that it happens to be an outgrowth, but it's the mushroom. If I throw seeds onto the ground and each one sprouts its own grass or whatever it is, so it doesn't have to be, if some seeds, if some grasses get sick and they die, other ones might, may not. But if I cut the tree by its root, everything will fall out exactly the same amount of time. And the reason is because since I was benatic the chius, these 10 are really one. And it's and if I was oimid on the sheirish of it, and that's where I was benatic it, then all of it will come out, that it'll all die in one shot. Just like if I have a machine with a lot of different things happening, there's lights and there's bells and there's whistles and there's who knows what else. I can close different parts of it, but the mela they will close at different times. But if I take the plug out, it's all going to happen in one shot. So the only eradication of a molech, and that's why they left over the agar for a night. The problem is, unless I'm oikid the chios of it, mitzad the shreira shaboy, then it's going to create again, because it's just like weeds in the field. As long as there's roots there, the weeds will keep coming. Unless I'm a sharish after, unless I take it out, it's not going to, it will stay there. The skifa in one shur is the same thing. It means the same thing. It means that it's not going to have I need to understand that the misa is one kav. It's not the pshat. Each one is a rush in its own right. In other words, it had Haman had 10 children that were stamped. He spawned 10 children, and he had many different children. So there could be one child that's a Rosh Marusha, one child is surprisingly, he's, I guess, the white sheep of the family, one child is halfway. It's Slav Dafka, where one child could have gone off to Derech and not been such a from Amaleki. You know, even if they're all Rishayim, each one's a Rosh in his own way. It's not that they're mechuba to one thing, but they were not. They just the 10 spheres. It's just like the lashon that we say lahabul in Paschal Yol, that the 10 spheres Kadosh Baruch Hu made. It's all really Kadosh Baruch Hu. If Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mayor, then nothing works. And it was the understanding that they all are one line. That they all are humming, and take the Haman out, they all die, and they all will die. That's the pshat, the skifa in one shura. That is the two inyanim of the skifa and so on. The other inyan, the riach of the vein of riach, that it has a tekuma, doesn't have a tekuma. So I think that is a different akuda. It has a lot to do with how the midas are structured, a little bit outside of our tchum. But al kapanim, the point is that it needed to be something where there's no tkuma. The let's take the example that would be zelu maser. Pari shira is written the way we write the shira. It's written ariach ablevena gav ariach. All shiras the derech klal are in Itzachin on Rishayim. That's the shiras that when we're Natseach on Rishayim, that produces a shira. The Itzachin on Rishayim can include what's the right word for it? A tikkun for the Rishayim as well. It says the Marshal that Kadosh Baruch Hu said you can't say shira because Ma'isi Yada Kayim B'Yam. Now can say shira. Paroi, once Klal Yisrael is nigal from Paroi, there's not a necessity that that Paroi be completely destroyed. Klal Yisrael's out of there, and b'meila Ma'isi Yada Kayim B'Yam after Shira. The shira is not. It does not have to be, and it's not a total eradication of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim has an umma that the slave Chayso is gone, but not other than that. It's state. There are two enemies that it says about them that Leisachayik on the Shama. One is the Umayis in Canaan, and the Umayis in Canaan, so long as they're in Canaan, They have to be eradicated. They can't be in Knan, they can't be a Sheirish that has in itself a claim to Knan. In other words, Umas Ha'olam did not belong in Knan. And B'meila, any Malachi Akum that remain there, we L'chadchila don't want to kill them. We try to chase them out. So the Malachi Knan as Malachi Knan have no chiyus, and B'meila the Shira can't include a Tekuma. It can't include a rehabilitation because there is no Malchus Knan anymore. Mitzrayim state. And if Mitzrayim does good, like it says the Pesukim, that you know they'll come and then the Lucha, there's not a once they let go of us, they have a Makom for Toiv. So Malchi Knan as Malchi Knan have no Makom because it all belongs to us, and Mitzadat there's no Makom the Malchus, and Haman because of Amalek. So these are the two shir. In the other shiras, once the shira has been set on the Uma, on the Mapol of Duma, the Uma Hogufa can be mitukin. Once Klal Yisrael's Nitzach is for sure, and we beat Mitzrayim, so then there is a Mokum. So Mitzrayim has a Mokum now. Masha'in came. Malchi Knan, for the reason we said, and the Asaras Bnei Haman that has no Mokum. It's Adraba. And the way we explained before, the Tikkun of Amalek is to show that without anything that's not Mechuba, the Kodesh has no Tkuma, has no existence. If they were to have a shtickle existence, there would be a flat-out stira. The achrisa de oivid, if they were able to eradicate the achrisa de oivid, then we never have, the misa never was a tikkun, because it shows there are other shrashim that can survive. They may not survive well, they may not do well, but upon them, it's survivable. It's only by not having a tikkuma that they realize when they have a kiyum achrisa de oivid, That's when we have it. By the way, it's a little bit of a hesba. That it says we're the shayla from a kabbal gerim from Amalek or not. The pashtus is we are a kabbal gerim from Amalek. We have a no halacha anywhere that you can't be a kabbal gerim from Amalek. You have the by shol David. Yet it says we're not a kabbal gerim from the pashtus is. That we don't call Zman as a shame. When a person is coming to us from the Uma Amaleki, we don't accept him. If a person came as a Yachid, in other words, we never identified him to start with as Amaleki. If it's a Zbar al Mafet, it's Nebar Shal Haman, where we're sitting in Nebrak and learning. Many cynical comments about that. But the Al Kapanim, the word is if a Yachid comes along, Shalaybitar is that, then he's Amalek is the name of an Uma. Rish is Goyim Amalek is Chal on a Goy, on an Uma. It's not Chal on an individual by its mohus. No individual is a root Nebriya. Since we explained the problem with Amalek is that as an Uma, they present their own Shayrish Nebriya, that's only Shayach to the Uma. It's only Shayach to Amalek B'chlodis. So on Yechidim, so if the person comes and he's identified now as Zer Amalek, so we don't take him because he's coming as an Amaleki. But if the person comes and doesn't identify as such, then the person's mitzias is a mitzias of then the person's mitzias is a mitzias of a stomach guy. He doesn't have the Shem Amaleki, but maybe he could be Magai. Any questions?
Just about Amalek. If you have the like a regular Umar, they're, let's say, Bovel. So whatever Bovel stands for, and they want to present themselves as everything, so that's an Avla and so on. But there's a Toichen there that really only is a piece, and the Avla is if they make it into the All. Amalek, we don't find out, what is the Toichen of Amalek that they're presenting as the All? It seems to be just Cherev and Shmama and Midbar and nothing. What is...
So, Amalek represents Ki'ilu, the nekud of atzmius of Adam that it's pimid against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that no one can force me to be anything. You know, it takes the bechira of Adam and says, I can. An abatir isachas doesn't make it impossible for me to attack it. It makes it possible for me to win, but I can do what I want. And the bedafka, when a person is bedafka, when a child is bedafka and knows and gets the consequence, what's the bedafka? The bedafka is because you're trying to, more than anything else, you want to assert your independence. You want to assert your atzmius. When somebody tells you what to do, and even if he offers you a prize for doing it, but the word is, I'm subservient to him. I'm kofef to him. For a person that prides is atzmius, that's was said by like Adam Arishan, the selling pitch was Beyisem Kelokim Yodea Tovara. I can make you like God. Instead of being under God, you can be a colleague of God. But Yodea Srab is capital limit, but it means he wants what when you're married in somebody, you declare that you have an atzmius. That's what a merida is. And that's why it's such a powerful force. I mean, why nations rebelled? We rebelled against few people to become independent. Well, life wasn't so terrible. It wasn't so bad. It certainly, the people who died in the war, was it worth it to them? Warning, give me liberty, give me death was the big motto. The answer is, atzmius is something a person who's a baal nefesh wants for anything else. And against God, when a person can stand up and be matyad ron papimalo. And even if he knows the consequence, but the fact that he stood up, when people fight courageously, they're attacked by hooligans, and they fight and they suffer blows and that, but without gaining anything, they gain the pride that I remain myself. That's very, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you deheren atzmius, and you understand that the order for the atzmius to manifest itself, you must disobey. I read what's his name, Sharansky, when they freed him. He wrote his memoirs. So there was a bridge. It was, I think, in Austria, and they let him go at one end of the bridge and told him to walk the other side where the Americans or whoever was, the Austrians. And they told him, walk a straight line to that place. He walked a crooked line. He said he had to disobey. He had to not obey. That's the koyach of atzmius, and it's Adam Rishon's chet. We recast again in a second version.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Afreil Kapurim.
Afreil Kapurim. Shkayach.
Call to abide.
Last comment, that was Adam Rishon's chet recast again in the second.